we have lost many permanent residents because of the nightly rentals. And right now there's 5 rentals on the market, and they're not selling because when they find out they share a common wall with a nightly rental, they're turning them down. So it is hurting our neighborhood. So please, please help us get our neighborhood back. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Karen?
Most everything I had to say was already covered, so the only thing I'm going to add is that we do know that they put their sound bar. Supposedly, they have a $50,000 sound system in that house. That's what he said. And that sound bar is mounted on the common wall. Residents have courtesy when we live on a common wall. Most residents, and in fact, all of them, have their TV and sound system on the outside walls, not the common wall. And it is known that when that sound system is on, it shakes the pictures on the other side. They hear the boom, boom, boom. It is not soundproof. And therefore, you just can't allow a sound system to be put on a common wall that is not soundproof. And can you imagine? We all know that that villa is up for sale, and the Strange has put a lot of money and upgrades in there, and it's going to be, you know, for the a new owner, it would be really a catastrophe that there is a sound bar on that wall. So, you know, if it's going to be rented, those renters are going to have that on all the time. If the Coxes were there, they just come in and use it part-time. So I really think that is a big issue for keeping this denial on the nightly rental. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian, come on up. We'll see if we might have some questions for you. Okay. Any board members have any questions for Mr. Cox?
This was the meeting they had Tuesday. That's got the doctor's note in there for the PSR that I got from
Requested today.
Yeah, Wesley. And there's that's not on the common wall. That's the fireplace. And the speaker system's not 50,000. We do automation, so like all the lights are controlled from your iPhone, thermostat, and things of that effect. So that's where we've got a 75-inch TV, and then that backs up to the master bedroom, so that's not correct on the soundbar being on that wall. But I just wanted to
take a picture of that. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Cox? Do we have a motion to approve or deny his appeal? Do I have a motion to deny his appeal? Do I have a motion to approve his appeal?
Just so we can get for discussion, I'll make a motion to deny the appeal.
Do we have a second to deny the appeal?
I will second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor of denying the appeal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All in.
Why is it denied?
We shared our reasons.
What's that?
We shared our reasons before. You didn't present any new evidence that we found had a basis in the rehearing.
It being denied based off the health issues and me bringing 2 different villas that were both sold for the same reason.
We shared our opinion. Excuse me?
Was the vote unanimous?
The vote was unanimous. Case number 17-09A, Jana Hilt.
The applicant is appealing the denial of special use permit for nightly rental in a single-family residence located at 166 Kingsway, Branson. The applicant was postponed from the March 21st, 2018 meeting for the ability for planning staff to check the validity of a new set of CCRs recorded for the estates at Majestic Point Subdivision. In conference with the county commission attorney, the fact that the newly recorded CCRs were not in place at the time of the planning commission's decision was discussed and determined this would make the new CCRs irrelevant in presenting them as evidence where the planning commission committed an error in the denial of the permit. The planning commission denied the permit on December the 18th, 2017. The new CCRs were recorded February 23rd, 2018. And that's where we were at the postponed hearing. You had asked me to check the validity of the CCRs recorded, which we didn't even get to that point because they were irrelevant. They were recorded after the decision.
Thank you. I believe the attorney also shared an opinion, if this ever occurs in the future, that the county doesn't enforce neighborhood CCNRs.
No.
That is enforcement that the association would need to do.
The developer or the persons at the CCRs are under, their course of action is civil court.
Okay, thank you. Bonita, is there anyone to speak for or against other than the applicant? Thank you. Jana, did you have, well, we actually didn't hear this one last time, did we? Because we didn't have a quorum.
You postponed it.
Yeah, okay.
All well, right. No, and then it was, they chose to
okay.
postpone to tonight.
Hi.
Hello.
Share what you have.
All right. So I know it's been a couple of months, so I'll just give you a quick recap. So previously I requested special use permit at 166 Kings Way. And Scott, do you think we could go to the view that kind of shows the area? Maybe that too? Yeah, that would work. So it's the one highlighted there in blue. And this is the road.
Real quick, kind of put it out. So this is 265 going up to Silver Dollar City. And then this is Chateau on the Lake down here. So then just a reminder that we've got timeshares approvals that are here. We've got 40 homes for special use permit approved for here. Then we've got a subdivision, one subdivision that's right here. And then we've got the subdivision that I'm in right here. And then a single owner. And then this is the Majestics at condo, the condos at Majestic. So just kind of give you an idea of where we're at.
So the board previously denied my request because they denied other requests before, and we're here today to discuss why the board ruled in error. The comparison to previous requests is invalid due to so many changes from the previous request to mine, and those changes are primarily because it's been a learning process for us through this, where we've got a chance to hear from the board and hear their suggestions and concerns, and then also from other people that are for or against it in the area. So through, I've taken their feedback and done homework and came back to them with responses from that discussion. So some of the things that had changed through that process is, number one, as the board requested, I hit the streets and learned overwhelmingly support from my subdivision and the area. From my subdivision, 20 of the 23 lot owners have approved a special use permit. From the area, 98% overall have approved the special use permit, and that equates to about 480 votes. I have, as the board requested, I also reviewed CCRs and updated to allow special use for the subdivision with overwhelmingly approval. Received approvals as CCRs were written by the original developer. And what that means is the original developer said, if you get 2/3 votes, then the subdivision can do what they want to do. You got to have 2/3 votes, though, which that is a lot. That's more than half. That's more than majority. It's 2/3. And we were able to get the 2/3 votes, no problem. Also learned that opposers, which remember there are 4 opposers compared to the 480 yeses. And their concerns were, number one, road maintenance. There is a 0.5% sale. I called the county commissioner, the county road commissioner, and he said that we already pay a 0.5% sales tax across the board in this area, and that covers road maintenance. So there's not any additional cost to the owners.
And just so I can show you what road they maintain, you can bring your mouse back to that slide again. Just.
Hey, I'm going to ask you one question while you keep going.
Okay.
Where are you getting 480 owners there?
Okay. Yeah, so I'm getting the 200 timeshares, the 40.
There's 200 timeshares.
Oh, pre-approved.
So you're counting those as those yes. owners that don't exist, there's no product there, as 200 boats.
Timeshares, it's, I'm showing
that it's I'm going to have a problem with that. But I'm going to have a problem with that.
Okay, we've got the 40 here, and then we've got the 20 of the 23 here.
And how many lot owners are there of that 20? How many lot owners is that?
There's probably about six.
Six lot owners? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's 20 boats with the six lot owners.
Yeah.
And 200 from the people that aren't there. Okay.
Well, the 200 from here, and then the 40 that are here.
Okay, that leaves at least another 200. Where are the other 200?
Then we've got Majestic. That's 200 plus.
There's 200 units in Majestic?
Yeah, that's what their website says.
No, there's not 200 units in Majestic.
There's 200 plus.
It may be approved for that, but there's not 200 plus units there.
Okay,
no.
And then this is an individual owner, and she approves. And then we have Friendly Hills here, and we've got three opposers in Friendly Hills. This person... Then we have this person and this person. So we have one, two, three that say no in Friendly Hills, and we have one person that says no in my subdivision.
So you have six, so you have one there that says no and five that say yes. So it sounds closer to me like it's half and half if you're looking at the area.
According to the developer, he says that every lot owner gets a vote. And I'm just going by how he says.
Okay, I keep going.
CRs. And he said, everybody gets a vote.
Okay.
So either way you slice it, though, if we go how many people own the lots, you still have majority that are yeses. Either way. So I wanted to show you one of the concerns that the opposers had. They said, well, what about the road maintenance? Right now they got a guy that comes out with his lawnmower, and he does snow removal from, I believe, about here to where Majestic starts, which is about here. Which is fine that they choose to do that, and that's part of their subdivision. And in the part of their subdivision, they said, we want to do the snow removal, and that's fine. But their concern was, we don't like the road maintenance. So the response or the mitigation to that is, you know, after talking to the county commissioner, he said, you don't have to do the road removal. You guys are already paying for this. You know, visitors are paying for this. It's already part of the sales tax. So there's no more cost out of your pay if you don't want to do it anymore. So anyway, they said that that was a concern, and just want to know that there's options that they can choose to do if they don't want to do the road maintenance anymore. The other thing I learned was that they didn't like the noise. And the response is that there is significant land and mature trees to buffer their properties. So again, if you look at the opposers, this is one right here, and you can't really tell from this picture, but there's a valley and multiple acres before you get to my property. And if you look out from their view, it's like total woods. You can't see anything. That's one opposer. The other opposer, you can't see my house from their property. The third opposer, he can see the house from the property, but there's significant area and mature trees between our house and their house. The other concern that they had was, those were their concerns. So anyway, listened to what their concerns were and also did the homework to try and mitigate those concerns. The previous requests were denied because of three reasons. One is because the applicant's delay in seeking permit. So the previous applicants that had applied for a special use permit, they denied them because they delayed in seeking the permit. I'm not responsible for that timeline. I don't really know what that timeline was. I didn't receive that communication. So I don't know, you know, where that breakdown was. The second reason that the previous requests were denied, because remember, my request was denied because of previous requests. So
I need to request a 2-minute recess if possible. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, excuse me.
Do you want me to keep going?
No, we'll just recess for a couple minutes. And okay. I'm going to turn the mics off, and he'll be back.